I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now is Helping People on 104.5 FM and 9:30 a.m. every Monday. If you missed last week's episode on how to get yourself out of flight or flight in the moment, you can listen to it on podcast on kkxx.net, but you better listen to it today because by tomorrow, today's episode will be on the podcast. So if you miss part of the episode, you have to get out of your car or turn off the radio for any reason, you can catch us again. We air every day at noon and then at 5 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, or 12:30, 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And at kkxx.net. So today, last week we talked about fight or flight and the amygdala, and I kind of wanted to follow up on that today and talk about what to do when your significant other is in that state of anxiety and fight or flight, because you're feeling pretty powerless. If you get home and you walk in the door and your significant other had heard some bad news and now they are all adrenaline rush. And not only are they adrenaline rush, but they're looking for someone to blame. Either they're blaming themselves, or they're blaming you, or they're blaming the school, or their work, or whatever. They are in full-out panic mode. And that happens now and then. That happens to the best of us. We're humans, right? We were not created, just given all of the gifts of the Spirit, and without having to work hard and pray and gain the character traits that we need in order to access those gifts. So I wanted to talk about that, because when we are walking in the door and we just had a long day at work, we are more easily triggered by our significant other when they are in a state of anxiety, when they're in fight or flight, when their amygdala is on full alert, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And we walk in the door and it's easy to get hijacked. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So first of all, I wanted to explain a little bit about our limbic system and mirror neurons. So it's a pretty recent discovery, mirror neurons. And they say that those are what is responsible for why you yawn when somebody else is yawning. Or if you've ever noticed that you are having a conversation with somebody and you're face to face, you guys end up in the same position physically. So say you're at a coffee shop and they're resting their hand on their chin. Before you know it, you have your head or your chin rested on your own hand. Or you're sitting with someone on the couch and you normally sit like on the edge of the chair with your legs, both feet flat on the ground. And the other person is kind of relaxed into the sofa with their legs crossed and their arms a little wide, more open. One of you is going to end up imitating the other person, whether you become more relaxed and open or whether they start sitting more straight and structured. Who knows which one, but by 5, 10, 15 minutes into the conversation, one of you will have changed your demeanor to match the other one. So whoever's limbic system is hijacking the other person's limbic system. And so as a therapist, they teach us about this and how we can hijack our clients. And we hijack our clients in the way to help calm you down, because we've learned that whatever is happening in your life, you know, we don't want to be hijacked. I, as your therapist, it's not going to do any good in our session if when you're in a state of anxiety, you hijack me and I'm also in a state of anxiety and the two of us are just going around and around and around in this. That's not going to do any good. That's not what you're coming in and paying me for, right? So for me, I have a pretty good life. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm pretty happy in where I am in life right now. And everybody else who has their problems and their issues, I have compassion and empathy. And I don't want other people to have this experience of life. And I'm really sad that other people have to experience life in the way that is just less peaceful than mine. And so I do my very best to hijack my client when they're in that state and help bring them back down into an easier state of thinking so that they can process as best as they can. And I do that with the knowledge of mirror neurons. So just like we were talking about how people will end up copying you physiologically when you're sitting across, yawning, or the way you're resting your hand on your head, we can also do that emotionally and with the energy, like nervous energy or relaxed, peaceful energy. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now and Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I just want to remind you that while we might be talking about relationships and psychotherapy related topics, that a 30-minute show can't possibly solve your problems. So I want to recommend that if you're being triggered by anything right now, that you seek somebody in your community who is qualified to sit with you and talk to you about it. That might be a marriage and family therapist, a social worker, or a clinical psychologist, or any of the interns that work underneath them. I have a special place in my heart for them, considering I am one. And now let's move forward. So we were talking about the mirror neurons. And so, mirror neurons are interesting, and that's what helps you or contributes to you yawning when other people yawn, or having your body language match their body language. It's also what contributes to when you walk in the room. Oh, here's a good one. You know how sometimes you can walk in a room and two people were just fighting, but when you walk in, they're smiling and happy and joking with each other, but there's just something inside you that knows this isn't real. This isn't what's really going on. And you can feel it. That's your limbic system. And those are your mirror neurons coming into play that are reading it. And I don't think scientists have like the full lowdown on why or how they work. I think they're just knowing that they exist and this is what they do. And they're still researching more. But if you want to look it up, it's fascinating reading. I love reading about this stuff. So what do we do with that information? Now we know they exist and we have this fun little bit of trivia about them. What do we do with that information? Well, we know it because we know it exists and we know this fun little bit of trivia about it. We can use that to our advantage to help our significant others calm themselves down. So, one, identify. I'm being triggered. I just walked in the door. My spouse is all over the place. I'm getting defensive. She's triggering me. This is happening. And so then you have the choice. I'm going to allow myself to play into this because this deserves my full and undivided amygdala. I need to be in fight or flight too. This is scary. There is a mountain lion in our house. We live in Florida and somehow a crocodile or an alligator got into our kitchen and we have a chihuahua that's going to get eaten. My amygdala deserves to be online for this. Okay. Yes. Your amygdala does deserve to be online for that. Although, what choice are you going to make? You still kind of need to calm that down and get the front part of your brain, your prefrontal cortex, online. But, that's deserving of it. You walk in, your significant other is panicked because they got a note from the bank saying that there was an overdraft. Yes, that would definitely put you in fight or flight. But to be able to handle that situation in a way that is reasonable and is going to get you all of the outcomes that you want, you really need to turn your amygdala off and put on your seat of good reasoning, right? We talked about that last week. And so either you can be hijacked by the panic or you can hijack your spouse. And so the point of it is to hijack your spouse. So you acknowledge what's happening to you. That's the first thing to do. You can't have any control until you know what's going on. So acknowledge what's happening. They're panicked. I'm getting panicked. I'm getting hijacked. Then you take some breaths because the only way to keep your prefrontal cortex from going dim and saying, oh, wow, there's danger. I'm going to defer to the amygdala is to keep oxygen flowing to it. It takes a lot. Your prefrontal cortex is really hungry. It needs a lot of oxygen. So you take those couple breaths and you just stop and don't allow yourself to think about anything. You take a deep breath in and out. You pay attention to that. You take another deep breath in and you pause at the up. And then you breathe, you exhale, and make that exhalation take longer than it took to breathe in. So if your breath in took 4 or 5 counts, let your breath out take 6 or 7 counts. Okay? That's really important because that gives your brain opportunity to utilize that oxygen, to really fully get into it. Okay. It's already time for a commercial. I just can't even believe it. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to hijack your significant other out of their panic attack and the role of oxytocin.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So
Welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson. I forgot. I'm supposed to tell you on this segment. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work at Chico Creek Counseling. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Therapists, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. All right. We are talking about anxiety and hijacking our significant other. Okay. So the other part I wanted to talk about, too, how to get them down from their spiral. You notice what's happening to you. So you see the situation. You notice that you're starting to escalate. You acknowledge it. Oh, I'm getting hijacked. You take some deep breaths while you're thinking about nothing. Literally, don't think about anything. They just said, this is what, we just got a letter from the bank. They're repossessing the house. Ah! Okay. So you stop. You say, okay, wait a minute, sweetheart. I have to stop for just a minute. I just need to stop for a minute. And you take 3 or 4 deep breaths, where with each one, it takes you longer to breathe in than it did the last time you breathed in. And your exhalation takes longer to exhale than it took to inhale. So if you breathed in to a count of 4, you exhale to a count of 5 or 6. So it's just even slower. Now you've done those couple of things. And your initial shock of adrenaline is starting to diminish a little bit. You're still online. Your prefrontal cortex didn't defer to your amygdala. You're able to keep it steady. Your significant other paused for a minute to give you that time to breathe. And the next thing I want you to do is release oxytocin. And one of the ways to do that is through hugging. So physical touch. It doesn't have to be a full-on hug. If the person is like, I don't feel like hugging right now, hold hands for a minute. Squeeze each other's forearms. Squeeze their shoulders. Give them a little shoulder or neck massage. Anything like that. That human-to-human touch releases oxytocin. But also, the smell of you. So oxytocin is a hormone that helps with bonding. And oxytocin is released in 3 very big times. 1, when you're giving birth. 2, when you're nursing. And 3, when you orgasm. And God created it this way for a reason, right? And so if you're married and you're a significant other, you typically have probably had a few orgasms. And so you have the smell of the other person on you in relation to the oxytocin release. So that's why the hug is really powerful, because you have the body-to-body contact, but then you also have that personal scent. So it just makes a little bit more, a little bit stronger, a little bit deeper of a relaxing feeling, that bonding, relaxing feeling. So you think about after an orgasm, when you are very calm afterwards, that has to do with oxytocin and serotonin. So you've breathed. Now let's release oxytocin. That's going to combat all of that cortisol and adrenaline and help the other person have that chance to mellow out so they can take their breaths. Because if they were already revved up, they couldn't stop and take those breaths yet. You were able to because you hadn't been fully hijacked yet. But they are already on full alert. They're already danger will rob. They've already started shutting down all of the main parts that don't need the oxygen, that they just need to survive. They're in survival mode. So you have been able to get yourself situated. So now you try to release a little bit of oxytocin and you just listen. And you let it be their thing. Even if it's your thing, it's your house too that's being repoed. You let their stress be theirs for a moment. Because if both of you are holding on to it in this moment, both of you are going to be escalated and no one's going to be able to get mellowed down. And so you can hijack their limbic system by you being calm and not allowing them to hijack you. By not allowing it, you end up accidentally, purposefully, having your limbic system hijack them to calm down and become more mellow. They may not get down to your mellowness. That might not happen, but they will come down a few pegs from where they were and be able to have more rational thought than they did previously. Okay, our show is already over today. Can you believe it? This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Creek Counseling. Find me online.